Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا رسول الله. Viewers of Madani Channel, we want to welcome you again, once again, by the grace and the fadl of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. We are able to follow an episode to an episode. The topic in discussion, it is the social etiquettes, adabul mu'ashara, the social etiquettes. And today's discussion is about to beautify the speech. To beautify the speech. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, as we are talking about the social etiquettes, of course, we are giving the dedication so far to the tongue. We did discuss the many things concerning and pertaining the tongue, of which now we are now looking at what are the things which will make our gatherings and how to socialize with people which will beautify our gathering. From amongst them, it is to decorate the speech, to speak only what is good. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said in the Holy Quran, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, the meaning of which is, and say what is righteous, say what is good towards the people. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, indeed Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانِ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, has prescribed goodness upon each and everything we do. He goes on and mentions even the time of slaughtering. We can see that slaughtering, it is an act of which we can say that we human beings, when we do it, we cannot look at it as an honorable act. That we can, you know, what I'm trying to put it in mind is this, to say that it is a merciful act because we are taking a life of an animal. But then Sharia intervened and then said that whenever we do it, we need to do it with ihsan. That is to do it with, you know, with righteousness, with good ways. Now that including our speech. So today we are going to focus a little bit more on how we decorate our speech. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أطب الكلام, make the speech to be good. You know, avoid vulgar words, bad words, filth words, obscene words, explicit words, which are wicked explicit, of course. Try to avoid them. Unnecessary jokes, slangs, these are the things which affect the social gathering. وَأَفْشِ salam, and rather spread peace. And by the way of greeting, and also by the way of speech also. Because we greet one another with a salam, which is the greeting of peace. And also now, when we greet with the greeting of peace, it means that also our speech must be the speech of peace, must be a harmless speech. You know, normally, there's an English saying which says that, watch your words when the child is near, for the child repeats all what it hears. You see, so this is what we are being told, that we need to beautify our speech, Because when the speech is beautiful, when we say the speech is beautiful, what do we mean? We are trying to say that, you know, the speech which is accordingly with our adherence with Sharia, the speech which is being emanating from the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. The type of speech, it is called that speech is good. The good speech, we shall talk about it later. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is with the quotation of Abu Huraira, he said that decorate your speech, make your speech to be good. Wa afshi salam, and spread salam. Wasilil arham, and maintain the relationship. This is what we are talking also about. You know, to maintain the relationship. This is among the social etiquettes. The social etiquettes are there to make us to maintain our relationships. If we adhere in these social etiquettes, like for example, we've been mentioned so far. Like we heard that, you know, decorate your speech, make your speech to be good. Because when your speech is good, it will help us to maintain our relationship. The relationship becomes sour when the speech becomes sour also. When the speech becomes sour, it will make the relationship to be sour as well. Wasil al-arham, that is to enjoin the relationship. We all know that Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is oftenly repeated in the khutbah, especially the second khutbah. We are being reminded each and every Jummah that in Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar. This is the very verse which is pertinent to what we are discussing today. Ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan, and good righteousness, something which is very good. Al ihsan. The Sharia is commanding us to have this al-ihsan in whatever we do. Righteousness, al-ihsan, and your husn. Something which is beautiful. So be it in the fi'l, be it in the qawl, in the actions, and in the deeds. The deeds and in the sayings, rather. Wa ita'i dhul-qurba, and to maintain also relationship by spending upon the near relatives. This is among the social etiquettes. وَيَنْهَا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid us from fahisha. Fahisha, it is something evil. Something evil. Fahisha is wickedness. وَالْمُنْكَرْ, and those things which are rejected, which are not liked by the Sharia, by the people, something which is munkar. Limits are set by Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. Limits of socializing are set. So now when we accept them, then there will be chaos. So from this, we need to decorate our speech. And of course, the hadith goes that, and also develop a tendency to make tahajjud. And the word of the hadith says that to pray when the people will be sleeping at night. Then you stand up in that later part of the night and you start to pray when the people will be sleeping and snoring, and you will be scoring in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do so, you will enter the Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with peace. But it's started by decorating of the speech. And this each of speech, if we don't decorate it, what will happen? We are being told by another hadith as a warning. Inna la abda la yatakallam bi kalimatin min ridwanillah la yulqi laha balan yarfa'ahu Allah biha darajatin. Really, a servant can speak a righteous words which he was not even, his mind was not paying attention to. But it's more the fact that it has speak and it talafud, it has spit it out, it has spoken it, even if the mind was not paying attention, and he was not seeing any the weight of it. Due to that, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal raised him up in darajat, in the ranks. Due to the speaking of only what is good, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal raised him to the rank. Wa inna al-abd, and the opposite is true, that indeed a servant, ليتكلم بكلمة will speak a word من سخط الله which will displease Allah رب العزة والجلال which will make Allah رب العزة والجلال to be displeased. لا يلقي لها بالا يهوي بها في جهنم, of which he was not even paying heed to. The fact that he said it, but he was not paying heed to this, that you are not paying heed to, does not put, being put into the consideration. The fact that you have saying it, now it is said unfortunately in the hadith that it will make him to be thrown into hellfire. It will make him, to drop in hellfire. This is about speech. So we need to select the words. There is an Urdu saying, the translation of which it is in English is that, first of all, think before you say. Put it into consideration. Weigh it before you say it. So, if we do like this, this is the viewers of Madani Channel, the cornerstone of relationships. Our relationship is being broken. Why? The breaker is the tongue. What about it? Due to bad words. Bad words, bad relationship. Good words, good relationship. That's why you find that in the commercial world, which we are living in nowadays, there are some advertisements. One wants to advertise a product. One wants to sell his product. You beautify the product more even with the words. You know, nowadays you find that the products, they themselves, they are less than the words. Because the words which will be used, they will be very beautiful and attractive. Then the customer will find no any other way out except that to fall in the trap of the advertisement. This is what we need to do. We need only to be saying what is good. It is a very good point to note, especially for Muballaghin, that whenever they present also Islam, they must put it also in good words, which is attractive to the listener. Even in the khutbah, if the khatib himself put it beautifully, people they will listen. Husband between, discussion between husband and wife, children, father and children, all this type of discussion, it must be put into beautiful words. We can give an example. Look in the Holy Quran, whenever the fathers which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, when they are giving advice, just look at what they are using, the words they are using to their children. Let me give an example to simplify. Luqman Hakim alayhi salam, been quoting him oftenly so far. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal praised him in Surah Luqman. When Allah Rabbul Jalal said that we have given Luqman al-Hikmah, wisdom. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ. We have given Luqman alayhi wa ala nabihina salam al-Hikmah, wisdom. Then Luqman, due to the fact that he was a wise man, he used to use wise words to advise his children. Nowadays, the advice of the children, they are being taken it seriously, first of all. And when it is done, the children, they won't listen to the father. Why? Because the father is using bad language towards the children. Words can make a person, and words can break a person. Listen to this aphorism nicely, to this golden adage, to this beautiful proverb. Words can make a person, and words can break a person. There was a patient who had obesity, much that his bone was becoming big and big. That the doctors, they noticed that if he continue to be more heavier and heavier, it was affecting his heart. So they wanted somebody who will knock sense unto him in such a manner that he will make him to lose weight in a short period of time. They suggest again to him a doctor who was well known of not only in the field of doctorism but also in the field of wisdom. The doctor told this patient that, you know what, patient? There's a sad news to you. If you don't lose your weight, you're going to die soon. That's all. He never prescribed any medication, never told him to leave food like normally other people they will do. Eat this and leave this and like that. The list goes so forth. But due to this word which he said unto him, it have got an effect on him that it made him to lose weight because it was fear. He had fear, we had fear of death. A criminal, if they say that you've got death sentence, you won't behave normal for certain of the time. What I'm just trying to point it out, the point which I'm going to deduce from this matter he pulls, is only that words have got effect on us. So knowing all that words can have effect on somebody, let's use that positively, not negatively. This is how things are viewed in the eyes of Sharia, in the eyes of Islam. Coming back to the point which we're discussing of father and son relationship, we said that in the Holy Quran, when the prophets and the wise men, they were giving advice to their children, they used to do so with good words. إِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ إِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. The verse goes on. إِذْ قَالَ, remember when Luqman said to his son, whilst he was advising him, يَا بُنَيَّ, oh my beloved son. Just look how beautiful the word is. Oh, my beloved son. But nowadays, we put it in our own words. When this child does something, you are a fool. You are useless. You are helpless. So now, if you tell him or her that he is useless, you have killed his future. That will be ringing in the back of his mind. No, you know what, me? I'm just useless. It is a point whereby the father, they need to put it in mind that this is how it is. The words, they've got effect. The wife, always we're telling her that you are useless. How do you expect from a useless being useful things? So you need to be positive always. You need to be a positive contributor. Not only that, Nabi Ya'qub alayhi wa ala nabihina salam, he gave also advice to his children. إِذْ حَضَّرَ يَعْقُوبُ الْمَوْتِ, he said to his children, oh my children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي, what are you going to worship after me? But he say, my children. But nowadays, in our community, especially the spouses, they are guilty for this one here. If it is the father or the mother addressing the mother, whenever there is good, you say, my son. And whenever there is bad, he said, you see your child, he make himself clear from the picture. He excuses himself. Same applies to the mother. You see your children. But the prophet doesn't say, my children, give them love. Beautify your speech. We have got this misnomer that we think children, they need our money. No! Risk is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah even said that don't kill your children in fear of poverty, in fear of lack of sustenance. We are going to sustain you together with your children. But Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal left one thing in the shoulders of the parents. That is the tarbiyah and the monitor of the child. From amongst it, ye need a good name and good ways. Give him a good name and good ways. You give him the name of the prophets or the awliya the Salihin, at the end of the day, when you are addressing to him, you are saying him is useless. He does not meet. Actually, we need to address the problem, not the child. In soccer, we say, kick the ball, not the player. It's a golden principle. You kick the ball, not the player. When you correct the mistake, not the person. Rectify. So we need to say good words. This is how it will attract to us into the people. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, when he got married to Ummi Salama, he gave advice to the son. One day, the son was eating and haphazardly. You know the manners and the etiquettes of eating, that when you eat, you need to eat the food in front of you, not haphazardly. So the young lad was eating, you know, haphazardly in front of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just look at the dexterity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in reprimanding the young lady, the young lad, the young boy. He said, "Ya bunay, oh my beloved son, listen, don't eat haphazardly. Just eat the food in front of you." By him putting, you know, that he feels that, no, the messenger of Allah is saying, oh, my son, you know, it makes you to be, already you fall into the trick already before the trickery is being, you know, the trigger is being triggered. You'll be mesmerized with the way you are being addressed. But if it is said, oh, dear ignorant man, dear jahil, you won't listen. I hope parents outside there, you are benefiting actually from this beneficiary discussion which we are having today. This is where you get it, where you are getting wrong. And another one, there was a boy also. This boy, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met him, happened to pass him. And the boy was taking stones and to stone down the fruits. I think, you know, kids and lad, the hassles and, you know, the normal tantrums of the kids, they are the same. Normal tantrums of the kids, they are the same. They eat their Asian, African, and, you know, kids are kids at the end of the day. They've got same policies and, you know, their naughtiness sometimes is the same. So this young boy was pelting the fruits, you know, taking the stones and pelting them. The fruit come, you know, fall down, and, you know, they used to enjoy eating it, and, you know, the fresh ones, they eat them, and, you know, those ones which are not ripen yet, they just go for waste. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met this young boy. And he taught him how to do it. You know, that young man, don't use the sticks, don't use the stone to pelt in the tree. Perhaps, perchance, you miss the fruit also. Then you pelt in somebody who is coming. And also, it is not the respect of the tree, that is not the adab, to pay shukr for the tree which bade the fruit which you are going to eat. You need to do it with a manner. And you know, this is how he used to knock sense into the little young sahaba from among the sahab. And they used to grow up now with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because of his good towards the kids. This is where the community is lacking, actually. You know, the kids, they are the infringement in the society. Actually, don't you shy to declare that they are now vulnerable and they are becoming the endangered species of the world, which need actually drastic measure to protect them, because due to the harassment which they are being put in, they are being prone to due to the ill treatment in the society. You find that harsh words are being poured onto them. You find that all these empty words, they are being given unto them in a tender age. There is a Chinese proverb which goes on that the life of a kid is like a paper wherein we leave marks on it. anyone who come in contact with it will leave mark in it. So this is how we say that what they hear today, they will say tomorrow. What they hear today, they will say it tomorrow. If you swear, do you think that they will do tasbih? They will swear tomorrow. You know, the fruits, they don't fall far from the tree. Like father, like son, the adage goes. So may Allah Rabbil Izzatul Jalal help the parents out there, as it is a discussion for social etiquette. We heard that today from among is the social etiquette of having discussion in the gathering. It is to avoid bad words. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim.
Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society. Let's follow the teachings of Islam. Let's make an illuminating society.